Krishna Book, Canto 12, Rukmini, Chapter 60, Scene 1, Description of Rukmini. Once upon a time, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the bestower of all knowledge to all living entities, from Lord Brahma down to the insignificant ant, was sitting in the bedroom of Rukmini, who was engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, along with her assistant maid servants. Krishna was sitting on the bedstead of Rukmini, and the maid servants were engaged in fanning Krishna with chamara yak-tail fly whisks. Lord Krishna's dealings with Rukmini as a perfect husband is also a perfect manifestation of the supreme perfection of the personality of Godhead. There are many philosophers who propound the concept of the absolute truth, in which God cannot do this or that. They deny the incarnation of God, or the supreme absolute truth, in the human form. But actually, the fact is different. God cannot be subject to our imperfect sensual activities. Krishna is the all-powerful, omnipresent personality of Godhead. And by His supreme will, Krishna can not only create, maintain, and annihilate the whole cosmic manifestation, but Krishna can also descend as an ordinary human being in order to execute the highest mission. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, whenever there are discrepancies in the discharge of human occupational duties, Krishna descends. Krishna is not forced to appear by any external agency, but Krishna descends by His own internal potency in order to reestablish the standard functions of human activities, as well as to simultaneously annihilate the disturbing elements in the progressive march of human civilization. And in accordance with this principle of the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna descended in His eternal form of Sri Krishna in the dynasty of the Yadus. The palace of Rukmini was wonderfully furnished. There were many canopies hanging on the ceiling with laces bedecked with pearl garlands, and the whole palace was illuminated by the effulgence of valuable jewels. There were many flower orchards of bale and chameli, which are considered to be the most fragrant flowers in India. There were many clusters of these plants, with blooming flowers enhancing the beauty of the palace. And because of the exquisite fragrance of the flowers, little groups of hummingbees were gathered around the trees, and at night, the pleasing moonshine glittered through the network of holes in the windows. And there were many heavily flowered trees of parijata, and the mild wind stirred the flavor of the flowers all around. Within the walls of the palace, there was nice incense burning, and the fragrant smoke was leaking out of the window shutters. Within the room, there were mattresses covered with white bedsheets resembling the foam of milk. And the bedding also was as soft and white as milk foam. It was in this situation that Lord Sri Krishna was very comfortably sitting and enjoying the service of Rukmini Ji, assisted by her maidservants. Rukmini was also very eager to get the opportunity of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead as her husband. She therefore wanted to serve Lord Krishna personally, and so she took the handle of the chamara from the hand of the maidservant and began to move the fan. The handle of the chamara was made of gold, decorated and bedecked with valuable jewels. And it became even more beautiful when it was taken by Rukmini, because all of her fingers were beautifully set with jeweled rings. Rukmini's legs were decorated with ankle bells and jewels, which rang very softly between the pleats of her sari. The raised breasts of Rukmini were smeared with kumkum and saffron. Thus her beauty was enhanced by the reflection of the reddish color emanating from her covered breasts. The highly raised lower part of her buttocks was decorated with a jeweled lace girdle, and a locket of great effulgence hung upon her neck. And above all, because Rukmini was engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, although at that time she was old enough to have grown-up sons, Rukmini's beautiful body was beyond compare within the three worlds. And when we take account of Rukmini's beautiful face, it appears that the curling hair on her head, the beautiful earrings on her ears, her smiling mouth, and her necklace of gold all combined to shower rains of nectar. And it was definitely proved that Rukmini was none other than the original goddess of fortune, who is always engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. The pastimes of Krishna and Rukmini in Dwaraka are accepted by great authorities as manifestations of those of Narayana and Lakshmi, which are of an exalted opulence. But the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavana are simple and rural, distinguished from the polished urban characteristics of those of Dwaraka. The characteristics of Rukmini were unusually bright, and Krishna was very much satisfied with the behavior of Queen Rukmini. Thus ends Chapter 60, Scene 1, Description of Rukmini. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Braja jana palana asura kula nashana nanda godhana rakawala govinda madhava navanita taskara sundara nanda gopala Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare.